Let us pray. Living God, you bring us together in this community and teach us to love one another as you have loved us. May we be beacons of your light in this community, that through truth, justice, and action, we may see your kingdom come upon earth. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please do be seated. I want to have a good look at you all this morning. It seems fitting to actually preach from the pulpit this morning, but I didn't tell Martin beforehand, so I hope it's not too much of a problem. Over recent weeks, I've been working in our school with the Year 6 class, using a resource from the diocese called Space Makers. The aim is to help the children become more contemplative. One of our sessions is all about helping us to notice the things around us. I wonder what you notice as you look around the church today. It's hard not to notice the beautiful flower arrangements which have been created by our amazing flower arrangers in church, along with different groups from all across our village. I came into church on Friday afternoon with Poppy. I needed a picture of Poppy this morning, my dog. Angela and Jenny were putting the finishing touches to the wonderful display created by the primary school in our children's corner. Do have a look afterwards. I noticed that it takes every single one of us here to create a vibrant community, to sacrifice time, to work together and to share common goals and visions. Perhaps if you've been here a while, you might not recognise that this is something very special about Ducklington, both within the church and the wider community. I remember the Jubilee celebrations when I first arrived, the Flower and Produce Festival, the Christmas celebrations, and last month's Fritillary Sunday. We're a community that supports one another, that serves one another, and cares about one another. This is something worth noticing. This same spirit was evident during the coronation of King Edward VII in 1902. You'll see that I've put some posters on the side over there. Again, just behind Sue. Again, have a look afterwards. You'll see from this slide that Ducklington held a cricket match. They hoisted the Union Jack, planted an oak tree. There were Morris dancers, a sports day, and a dinner for the whole village. Children even received the coronation cup and saucer. The celebrations here in Ducklington were so special that it warranted a piece in the Whitney Gazette. On Coronation Day, Ducklington presented a most lively aspect, which I think is wonderful. Looking to the coronation service yesterday, I wonder what you noticed. The coronation is a significant historic moment in the life of our nation. It's steeped in tradition and meaning, dating back centuries, and is filled with great symbolism. It offers a time to reflect on our nation's history, to celebrate who we are, and offers us an opportunity to look to the future. You couldn't help but notice the pageantry, but perhaps many may have failed to notice that they were watching a service of consecration, the liturgy theme being called to serve. The vesture and regalia woven together in the anointing of our King before God, as one who is both lay and ordained in his role as monarch. At the very beginning of the service, a royal chorister welcomed the King with these words, "Your Majesty, as children of the Kingdom of God, we welcome you in the name of the King of Kings." And King Charles replied, "In his name and after his example, I come not to be served, but to serve. This all took place within a Eucharistic service, perhaps the most basic and yet most central act of Christian worship, something that we enjoy here week by week in St. Bartholomew's. In it, we too receive from Jesus, the one who came to us as the servant king. The life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth was one of devotion to service, and King Charles solemnly vowed to take up this mantle. This calling is not reserved solely for the sovereign or members of his immediate family in their supporting role. It is part of our Christian witness. Christ's own command to us on the night he was betrayed was to have an unfailing love for the children of God, seeing all as being made in his image. In the parish profile written last year prior to my appointment, you outlined how the characteristics of a Christ-like church are translated in the life and ministry in this parish. Your words included these two statements I wanted to share with you today. Deepening our presence in this parish, serving as the spiritual heart of the community, providing space for prayer, and cultivating the gifts of faith, hope, and love. And providing a safe space for all, continuing to be a place of openness, warmth, and generosity that reflects the love and joy of our faith, welcoming and respecting people of all backgrounds at any stage of their faith journey. Church, look around and notice. Notice how we are living out our calling from Christ. Notice the warm welcome space. Notice our work amongst our friends who are seeking asylum. Notice the welcome you received as you came through those doors this morning. Notice the faces around you of people both seen and unseen who embody the vision of this church. And notice that now is the time to push on in our faith and service. For there has seldom been a time when those in our community have more needed the warmth and generosity that reflects the love and joy of our faith. King Charles has a weighty responsibility placed upon his shoulders, and we are called to pray for him, as we will in a moment. We need to pray too for each other, for the tie, for the love and strength to continue in the good work that God has set before us. Let us remember that our strength comes from the Lord. He is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never grows faint or weary. So let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign now and forever. Amen.